What's up, everybody? All right, so it is Be More Training, but what we're going to do is tie in a little bit of something that we teach all our agents to do, and I figured this would be a really good time to record it in case they wanted more information on it, which most of them do. We usually go on a call or something, but I figured this might be a good piece of leverage, but also something else they can go back to. So today, what we're going to talk about is this, state of the marriage. So what is state of the marriage, right? So state of the marriage is I put this together about 15 minutes prior to this call. I was like, man, I need some visuals. So anyways, that's what we did. So check this out. Let me know your thoughts. We're talking about state of the marriage. Now here's the deal. You don't have to be married. So that's why you see or state of the relationship. We have a lot of people who aren't married, right? So this is state of the marriage or state of the relationship, something that we talk about. So let me actually move this and I'm going to move to the next slide if it lets me. Let's see. All right. Maybe I just got to do it like this. That's okay. All right. So while I was at UPS, I noticed something. So I did notice that, and you can see me, oh, here, that's me right there with the shorts on, of course. Listen, if you know me, the shorts game have been in effect for a very long time. And then you see my last day at UPS, they call me Rojo Rodriguez. I did notice something before I quit, you know, is that there was a lot of divorces. You know, there was relationship issues, there were relationship challenges. By the way, if you guys have any questions, let me know. Just put it as a comment. But there was family challenges because they were never really home. And now this didn't apply to everybody, but it was something that I saw. I said, man, you know, if I'm able to leave this position, you know, 100% and quit 100% and not be a part-time agent anymore, then that's one of the things I want to focus on is creating stronger relationships. In terms of family stuff. So that was one. And while I was there, you know, that was, like I said, a big issue. Let me move on to the next slide. I thought there would be like a thing that would kind of allow me to do it, but whatever. And then you move on to right here, divorce, right? So here's the deal. It's not just something that I saw at UPS. It is also something that I saw as I got into real estate. The more I got into real estate, the more I would notice that, you know, real estate started to take over a lot of those relationships at home. And then you'd run into this, right? Divorce, homes being broken up or whatever that might look like. And it's because, you know, real estate can be very demanding, but it can only be demanding if you allow it to be demanding. And I'm going to go over some of the steps that help you to make sure that your priorities are set straight, including your family life, right? The ones that you love, the ones who love you. It's going to be very important. And oddly enough, you know, obviously still in sales, we are helping right now a lot of divorced couples right now or getting divorced. It's popped in the last probably 6 to 8 months. Even finding out that, you know, some people have kept it quiet. And for whatever reason, I said, man, you know, if there was a training right now that's going to talk about, I've been wanting to do this for a while anyways. I said, man, this might be the time. So here we are, right? So what does this look like to stay ahead of making sure that we don't fall into a divorce type of situation? And I will caveat by saying this. Some of it probably makes sense. I'm not saying all of it. I'm not even saying majority. But some of it may. Maybe you grew apart. And so this isn't dogging that process. It's just like, if you've allowed other things to jump into place, these places that you should be present with the family and you're allowing it to happen, I'm going to go over some of those things to rectify these things to ensure that, you know, if that's a relationship you want to be and stay in, that this may help you. All right. That's what I mean by that. And if you guys have questions, please ask below. All right, so let's jump back into this. All right, so here we go. So what are some of the priorities? I will start by saying this too, of course. We do this for all our team members. So if you're on the, which more than likely some of our team is watching this now, we've went over this. This is our calendar building. We actually do this right after onboarding. We jump right into building out the calendar. And this is one of the things that we talk about. Number one, putting in your family, right? Family time and movie nights, maybe dinner, game nights, whatever that is. You got to plug that stuff in the calendar. You see date night. So if you have a significant other, going on date nights, right? At least once a month, and making sure that you're spending time, having that more romantic time with your significant other. It could be more than once a month. Then you see hobbies. Dude, listen, you're going to see so many people who enter real estate and then forget about all their hobbies, right? And I get it. The grind's important. But this is also a reminder that, hey, listen, you could probably do both. You could probably do both. Also, you got obligations. You time, which is a my day, why day. Some of you guys hear me harp on that, which is a day that you have now dedicated for yourself, where you do you, whatever you want to do. Exercise, extremely important, vacations. And then boom, there you see it, state of the marriage. We move into state of the marriage. And then that's the question. It's like, well, what is this state of the marriage or state of the relationship thing? And I say, man, let's get into it. And now here's the recording of it. So this is what we're going to do. We're going to get right into it. I just wanted to kind of tell you the history of this thing. So here we are. The state of the marriage, let's say you have it locked into the calendar. It is going to be more like a business meeting. I had the book. It's going to be more like a business meeting. There will be some conflict. So heads up, there will be a little bit of conflict, but I think that's okay. In the book, The Five Dysfunctions of a Team, which I thought I had it right here. In the book, they talk about trust being one of the most important pillars, right? Of this foundational thing that they create. Trust being so important that you could have a conflict and there's not going to be any like, well, then screw you, I quit, right? Because there's that trust is there and they know that you're coming from a place of honestly some type of contribution. They're just seeing it from a different side. Just know you're going in with this, stay the marriage. There may be some conflict and that's okay. What you're doing is if you can imagine this thing, if you can imagine rolling a bowling ball down an alley and wanting to hit the pins, if you don't have bumper guards in, it could go into the gutter, right? And that's kind of the marriage. Your marriage is going down like this ball that's going down this, let's call it life, and it could go in the gutter at any time. It's probably hit the gutter, bounce back out. But the state of the marriage will be the bumper guards. We'll never really fully get into the gutter. We may bounce on it, and there may be some friction, but we won't go in the gutter. And that's a visual for you to think about. And this is what you're going to discuss. Number one, what is your vision of the future, right? So you both are sitting down and you're going to ask that person, listen, what is your vision of the future? And what do you want to accomplish out of life? I'm going to discuss what my vision of the future is and what I want to accomplish out of life. And then we're going to go into what is the vision of the marriage? What do the both of us want to accomplish as a unit together? And what's the vision of this marriage? That alone may take up a whole hour, especially in the beginning. They may talk about stuff that you didn't even hear yet. You're like, how long have you been thinking about this, right? It may be some time, but this is going to be important. This is going to ensure that you're bouncing off those rubber guards that are in the gutter. So how many of you have already had this conversation with your spouse? How many of you have this conversation locked into the calendar to ensure you have this conversation with your spouse at least once a month? What is your vision? What do you want to accomplish out of this crazy thing we call life? And then what are we going to do together as a unit? What are some of our values as a marriage? What are some of the values we're passing, or a relationship? What are some of the values that we're passing down to our kids if we have kids? You have to discuss these things. You got to make sure you're on the same page or at least close to it, especially values. Values are so important. We have my youngest daughter right now, and she recites these values every single morning. These are some of the stuff that my wife and I talked about. Some of these values you may have heard me say already before: work hard. We have be kind, stay strong, have an open mind, right? Think bigger. What else? Oh my gosh. Extreme ownership. Judge character. And I think there's another one. But these are all the things that we've discussed, right? And this is what's going to keep not only the marriage, but the family unit moving forward. This is the vision. This is what we want to create. And we discuss it Anything to add? Anything we need to take off? Has my vision changed? Has your vision changed? What you said you wanted to accomplish 3 years, three months ago, are you still on that same path? It's a business conference. It's a goal in actual, right? And how can we support each other on that, right? Like I said, right there could take up all the time. But if you're not asking those questions, you're missing out. You're missing out. All right, I'm going to move to the next thing real quick. There it is. And here, once you get past that, here's something else. And here's the deal. Flip-flop. I don't care. Put this at the very top. And if you're listening to the audio version, go to my YouTube, Proven by Ruben, and you can see these slides as well. But stay the marriage. All right, so then you're going to ask, well, where are we at now? First one, family and home. You know, and you could go very simple and ask, scale to 1 to 10. Don't choose 5. Where are you at? A family life. 10 being couldn't get any better. 1 being womp womp. This whole thing's about to fall apart. Where would you put yourself? Don't choose 5. Family and home. If it's an 8, maybe your spouse says, you know, I feel like it's a 7. Then you ask them, well, what has you defining it as a 7? What are some of the struggles that you feel like we could work on? What would make it a 10? And if they say it's a 10, you'd ask that spouse, what would make it a 10 plus? These are cool, deeper conversations. They're a must have. So some of those things may be, I want to see you at home a lot more. Better go back to that calendar and be like, well, how often do you want to see me? We got date night. We got dinner night. We got this. We got that. Like, what are some of the cool other things you want? Oh, you want to explore a little bit more. What does that look like? How can we ensure we do that? Let's get it on the calendar. Even right now, you know, for example, let me pull it up. We have another thing. This is for my youngest as well. So we do, I just moved it because my wife is out of town and I was going to discuss it when she gets back. Oh no, I know it's, anyways, I'm pretty sure I'd have to go because everything is in my calendar. I'm pretty sure it goes something like, we're going to look at the calendar and make sure that our youngest is outside. Is she rock climbing? Because that's like a physical activity. And something else. But we're making sure these things live in the calendar every single month. And maybe that's something you got to do for family and home. What are we doing together as a unit together? Number 2, financial and career. Now, this is a big one, right? Most marriages fall apart through financial means, financial conversations, financial hardships, careers that are falling apart. By the way, I've seen so many agents leave the business because their spouse didn't want them in the business. Not because, you know, they weren't doing a good job of showing up. It was just, you know, jealousy. They were doing better. But they should have had this conversation a lot more. What does better look like for you, right? They could have these conversations and they leave the business. And anyways, so this is a big one, right? What are you at where you want to be within your career? Do you want to go further? Do you want to leave this career? How can we support each other in that? What's next in your career? How much money do you want to make? Is it not about money? Where are we at in that? So say, for example, you and I, we sat down together. You're my spouse. Love you too. And you wanted to make, let's say, $100,000 a year. Last year when we were doing this, for example, you were making $60,000 a year. Last month, you started making $70,000 a year. Now, not a $10,000 in 1 year, and that's a, maybe a, like, hey, listen, I know you want to make $100,000. What's the $30,000 gap? What is it going to take to get there? Is $100,000 still important to you? Now, imagine both of you guys having this conversation. Crazy. And you could get much further ahead of this disruption of financial, you know, hardship within a relationship by building the bumpers. And this is the bumper to have that conversation, financial and career. Number 3, mental and education. I love this one. And funny, I've not brought this up yet because I just thought about it today. I literally have it on my counter to look into the educational piece. It hit me today. I was like, man, I want to learn so much more about the stars, right? I want to learn so much more about history. It's funny how much more interested I'm getting into it, but that's the educational piece. I put in my calendar, well, look at the community college, see what classes they got. Maybe they got something on this stuff. Maybe it fits within the calendar outside of the times that, you know, you're doing daddy duty, hanging with the wife or anything else. Might be kind of cool. Maybe I'll bring it up. Mental as well. Mental's huge, right? How are you? Check up from the neck up. How you doing? How are you doing? Mental and educational is going to be huge. Some of that educational stuff is probably going to fill the gap of, for example, that 30,000 that we talked about on financial career to get you closer to that financial number that you desire. What are some of the educational pieces that we could put into place? And then you work as a unit together to ensure that happens. Goal and actual. And that might create better mental health. What do you think? Moving down, physical and health. This one I cannot, man, I talk about this one so often because I had a girlfriend way back in the day. She smoked cigarettes. And by the way, great person. Now, you know, when we split up, it's just because we were like, yo, we're growing apart. Like, that's all good. Broke up on good terms. But I remember she smoked cigarettes. And I was like, yo, if you don't stop, like at some point, this is now going to affect us because you know, you're like, yo, we're going to live life together and the whole thing. And I saw it so early that the way you treat yourself could directly affect the, I'm bringing it up again, hardship that rolls back on your family in the future. Like if I'm doing everything I could do right now to stay healthy and be in front of things in terms of health, to ensure that when we get old together, you don't have to take care of me as unless I get hit by a tree falling down or something. Something I couldn't, hey, I might be so strong, I'll just lift that tree up and throw it away, right? But more than likely not. And if something like that happens, that's not what I'm talking about. But the preventative stuff is what I'm talking about. If we could prevent that, then we're going to be stronger as a unit together forever. And so, but that's part of our value proposition, right? For us. That's part of our values, the Garcia values. This is one thing we look at is the physical and health. It's huge. It's huge. Even so much so, I got this workout that I will literally grab. I got a 75-pound dumbbell. Kettlebell. The kettle heavy thing with the number 75 on it. I grab it and I'm like in a plank and I pull it and I'm pushing it. In my mind, it's strengthening just in case something happens to the family. Car flips over, they're in a house, I got to duck under something, I got to pull them out. This is all to be in front of just in case. And the physical health is going to be there. So where are we at? Where are you at? Scale of 1 to 10, don't choose 5. Where are you at? Where do you want to be? How can I help you get there? Can I move my schedule around so you can hit the gym? I'll play daddy duty. And we've done this. We've done a really good job. My wife in the morning, she leaves, goes to the gym, and I'm home in the morning. She leaves at 6 in the morning, right? And then I'm getting up my daughter, whatever. About 7:30 after my daughter's ready to go, and now my wife's getting ready, then I go to the gym. So we figured it out, but we've had these conversations. And then you have social and cultural. Do you want to go out more? Do you have friends that you're no longer friends with that maybe we need to talk about, right? Or maybe I want to create a better relationship with this couple because they share some of the values that we do. Or maybe I just want to go out more. Maybe I just, for our date nights, it's been cool kicking it at the house, watching a movie, Netflix, and chill. But maybe now I want to go downtown. Maybe I want to hit Fourth Friday here in Fayetteville, North Carolina, right? And I want to be more social. Cultural, same deal. Maybe there's your culture you haven't really tapped into. And together as a family, you want to tap more into it, right? That's a simple one. And then the last but not least, spiritual and ethical. Where are you at spiritually? This is another chase I've been running on, which got me closer to the stars. And history is more of that spiritual journey, right? And discussing that. Like my wife has heard me. I'm like, yo, but so many questions. I'm like, what is all this for? You know, all the questions that probably every human asks this themselves. And you think you find something, and then you find out something through history, through hidden history, that something has happened that affected this thing that you believed in. So then you're like, well, what is that thing that affected this thing? It's a spiritual ride, man. And honestly, I don't think we ever get off of it, and we shouldn't. But this is a conversation both of you can have. Whatever religion you're a part of, if you aren't, cool. Spiritual, what does that look like? If you are, do you want to go deeper? Do you feel like there's some tug to your belief system now? Whatever it is, this is a great discussion to have. And then ethical, just be ethically responsible. We don't really too much on that one. But I will say the spiritual and the mental is definitely a checkup from the neck up, realizing that this whole thing, I'm not gonna go down that path, but this thing is huge, way bigger than we think. And the silly stuff we get upset about is ridiculous once you start looking deeper. Just look at the stars. Next time you're upset, man, just look at the stars and just be like, okay, what am I upset about? You know, anyways, whatever. So that's it, man. This is the state of the marriage. This is the conversations that we have and how we have it. Let's see, I got another slide. Oh, when to do it. Yeah, there you go. Once a month, at least once a month. I think I've said that though. How often do you do that is once a month. This is a very quick Be More training. Actually, let me see. I got some people texting me. Very good. One is a coach with the locker room that texts me. One is one of our agents, and one used to be one of our agents. So that's interesting. Anyways, spread love, you know, the whole thing. But stay the marriage is going to be a big cornerstone, if you do it right, to ensure that you keep this relationship moving forward. Keep that, if you do find that this person could be your forever, it's going to help before you make it a forever thing. And if it's stay the marriage, then that's going to, fingers crossed, if other things don't happen, that it's going to keep that family train moving forward and that love moving forward and understanding who this person is. Because, for example, who you marry today will not be the same person in 10 years. Their values, who they maybe their values stay intact, but life changes people, you know, and I think this is will help you get ahead of that. So something we do, stay the marriage. And for my agents who are watching this now, because I'm putting it in the system, it will be part of it. It'll be added to your Biz 101 conversation. And let me know if you have any questions. For anyone else who's watching this later, let me know if you have any questions. I'm here for it. So that's it. I don't see any questions or texts around this. This hit all other platforms, so I'll check those here in a bit, and I'll make sure to answer them. But if you do have any questions a little bit later, let me know. And if there's anything I can do for you, let me know. And if you're listening to the audio version, just go to YouTube, Proven by Ruben, subscribe, and you'll be able to see the slides that I went over. Maybe you took great notes, and maybe you don't need the slides. Either way, thank you so much for jumping on. It's a cloudy day, but if just change the way you look at things you look at change. It's a beautiful day. And as always, if there's anything I can do for you, let me know. Adios.